Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're warm. Boy, the Northeast walloped with some wicked snow. Unbelievable in the New England states, really. Quick reminder at the top, don't forget we do that nail the score thing, and it is the holidays, so ho, 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 someone might win. Wednesday's show, third segment, pick the game of the week in the NFL. You nail it. And guess what? You win the fabulous prizes. Speaking of getting nailed, she was nailed down and out of cash. Kamala Harris out of the race. The president tweeted, "We'll miss you, Kamala." And she said, "I'll see you at your trial." Ooh, your impeachment trial, she said. So she is out. That was the big news as far as the Democrats were concerned and the race for the presidency in 2020. In the meantime, overseas, it's about NATO, and the Prez said it doesn't look like anything's going to happen with China and tariffs, and that comment helped tank the markets. So it was a wild day on Wall Street. And then when it comes to the ugly word impeachment, the Democrats stood before the mic. Well, specifically Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he said that you cannot allow a president to do what happened here, and it's a 300-page report. Now, what do the Republicans have to say in the Senate? It's going to be nowhere, no how, no place to go. That's what it's going to be. I cannot imagine that anything different would happen. And the president said so much as he was sitting there at the summit talking and being asked by reporters kind of impromptu about impeachment and a few other things as well. So he certainly responded that this was dead in the water. He was also, by the way, asked, and here it is in England, about Prince Andrew, and of course Prince Andrew is embroiled in this whole Jeffrey Epstein sex scandal thing, and I mean, you know, 17-year-old girl at the time saying she was forced to do things to Prince Andrew, and he suddenly has bowed out of public life, and he said, "I don't know, Andrew," so he kind of shut the conversation down right then and there. But the NATO summit is the thing, and it was launched with kind of some wild clashes verbally anyway. Our president and Macron from France exchanged a few little fire punches over the future of NATO. And then we know leading up to this, Macron had tried to shake up the agenda of the meeting by demanding a review of NATO's brain-dead strategy, but Trump, who arrived saying that he had forced members to boost defense spending, hit back on that one and said, "I think it's very insulting of the assertion that Macron made last month that NATO is rudderless and should focus more on Islamist terrorists and on reopening a strategic dialogue with Russia." And bomb after bomb after bomb kind of went that way. So we'll see what comes out of this meeting. When you get the world leaders together, you're talking about NATO, you're talking about defense, you're talking about protection. I mean, it is a big deal, and at one point in our history, it was incredibly necessary, but the question mark does always hang in the balance of what good is it, where does it go, and what is the idea these days behind NATO and our allies? So stay tuned for more on that. When it comes to impeachment, the Republicans hit back and said this. They said that there wasn't anything that was that there was nothing that was so compelling and overwhelming, none of that, and said that none of this was correct. So you had House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who failed on her promise to stay away from impeaching President Trump unless there was something that was incredibly overwhelming and bipartisan and, oh yes, compelling. And that's what House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said on Tuesday. He counteracted what went down with Adam Schiff. Here's a specific quote. He said, "I imagine almost everybody in America believes that impeachment is so divisive, but if we were to do it, it has to be compelling, overwhelming, and bipartisan. On those issues, they have failed on each one." McCarthy went on to say that Schiff has a hard time with the truth. He made up his mind a long time ago. He just didn't have the proof, so he needed to write his own story. If you read his report, he only picks what he wants, and he still doesn't have anything overwhelming, compelling, or bipartisan. So remember those three words. They say things come in threes. Those are the threes: overwhelming, compelling, and bipartisan. And now what happens is it ultimately lies in the lap of the Senate. And I can't imagine the Senate is going to go anywhere with this, but we know that. I've said it a million times on this show. It is a numbers game. And so the numbers game is the numbers aren't, they're not there. So if there's no numbers there, that means there is no way or no vote to take this president out. And you've got people with all kinds of labels out there, whether it's anti-Trumpers, former Republicans, current Republicans, you know, you name it. It seems like every day there is a different hashtag label, period. But the bottom line is this: what is compelling? What is overwhelming? What is bipartisan? And if that's not there, if it's not overwhelming, compelling, or bipartisan, then the truth stinks. So show me the evidence. Remember that old song, Show Me the Money, from the Jerry Maguire movie, I think back in the 90s? Show me the evidence. And that's what has to be there, and it has to be something that sticks. So I don't think that sticks. But one thing that did happen, the Trumpster did sink the street. The Dow plunged 280. I mentioned this at the top because he downplayed the chances of a China trade deal. Everybody is on pins and needles as to whether that was going to happen. And he said he didn't foresee that happening in the near future. He said, "I have no deadline, no. In some ways, I think it's better to wait till after the election with China." So because of that, there was, you know, the market is sensitive. Its feelings get hurt. It gets rattled. And shares dump. While all of this is brewing, when the president's in London, the stock market has a bad day. Kamala Harris has a bad day and steps out of the Democratic presidential race. There are new threats from Iran in the Middle East. There's always this debate about Iran. Should we be concerned or not? Well, of course we should be concerned. That's just knock that question right down always. But they do have a little bit of an advantage over us, believe it or not, and allies in the Middle East because of some fresh information that's coming out of Tehran. And that is troops and weapons and the positions that they're being moved into. A study published in early November said Iran's third-party capability has become Tehran's weapon of choice. 14,000 additional American troops to the Persian Gulf. That's happened since the spring. And it has not dissuaded Iran from planning a major attack. Yikes. Stay with us. I'm crossing over the line next. Jump over with me.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or PureClick Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Voice of Beyonce coming up at the tail end of the show in our next segment. In fact, a conversation with Matthew Knowles, her father. He has released some new songs and a book called The Untold Story of Destiny's Child. So you'll hear some really fascinating things about this girl group that then exploded into these solo careers. And obviously Beyonce became a superstar, but you know, just an iconic kind of superstar with her music that is played in clubs and has done concerts. And I don't have to give you the whole 911 on Beyonce, but she started as a kid in a girl group, and there was primarily boy bands. Think of Justin Timberlake and others. Boy bands were very, very popular. His stories are really fascinating. It was interesting to spend some time with him, and you'll hear that. Kate Delaney. Never a dull moment on this show, right? Because you don't know what we're going to pull out of the box. Speaking of that, coming up on December 10th, a conversation with Charlie Wurz. He's written a book, not about music or groups or anything like that, but it's called The Silent Thought, America in Transition and Crisis. Leadership in America, that's one of the things, one of the crises he talks about, political correctness, and we go from there. And wait till you hear this conversation. And I read his book, and it pretty much is my line of thinking. He was right down the same path I was. So you will enjoy hearing what he had to say. We talk about this whole political correctness thing. It's wild where we've ended up, right? How did we get here? And why are we concerned with this, or are we not concerned with it? That's one of the things he talks about. and you ask yourself that question. Should we be more concerned with American correctness? He says that, and then he talks about it. It's really interesting. So you will hear from Charlie Wurz coming up next week. In fact, next Tuesday. Meanwhile, how about this? You want to hear sad over the holidays? I'm going to give you sad and positive news. How about that? A little of this, a little of that. Because you never get, you know, we never get all good, you never get all bad. A mother in Kentucky was arrested for selling her baby for $2,000. Selling her baby for $2,000. How sad is that? And I saw the mugshots, photos of this woman, Maria Dominguez Perez, 31 years old. And she gave them conflicting statements. So, you know, then ultimately they get to the bottom of it, and they really did sell the baby for $2,000. And I guess, you know, what were they going to do with the baby? The mother and the father were arrested, and they were charged with selling, purchasing a child for adoption. So the whole thing is a nightmare and sad and depressing. And luckily the child is a baby, and hopefully finds a good home after this nonsense. How about this winning lottery ticket for $14.6 million? Winning lottery ticket. Someone won that lottery jackpot in Arizona. You could be listening to us in Tucson, and it would have been great if you had claimed it, but the ticket expires. Did you know this? After 180 days. It was sold in Goodyear, Arizona, so they had until December 2nd at 5 o'clock to claim the prize. Nobody did it. It's the largest prize ever in Arizona to go unclaimed. Oh. Because if you win a prize of $600 or more, you have to sign it back, come into one of the lottery offices. But nobody did that. Nobody claimed it. And so a large jackpot that goes unclaimed. 14.6. Oh, crazy. Well, the money gets distributed anyway, but hopefully that person never knows and never finds that ticket. That would be the worst if, you know, some story surfaces. Here were the winning numbers. Remember that story when somebody went, it had them unclaimed, the unclaimed ticket? It's because there's that theory of there's people that play the lottery and they only plunk, it's for fun, they plunk $1, $2 down, whatever they do, a week, and they play the same numbers, and then there's always that panic feeling that the one time they're not there to play or somebody doesn't get it for them is when the lottery hits. That's when you don't want anyone to tell you anything about any of that nonsense. All right, here's some news you can use. As I said, there's some good, there's some bad, and a little of this and a little of that. As a lettuce lover, this is something to pay attention to. Trader Joe's announced a voluntary recall on a number of products because they are contaminated with Listeria. Oof. So what does it mean? Let's see. There was a bunch of different things. Ready-to-eat meals, California rolls, classic California rolls, brown rice, avocado. There was a whole bunch of that. And also there was concerns about Fuji food products. And that's like that bagged lettuce. So look for that. A lot of, so not just ready-to-eat sushi, but salad meals. And a lot of that was from Trader Joe's. And the stores are all over the place, from Connecticut to Florida to Georgia to Illinois to Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and all those places in between. So you get it. And you don't want to get Listeria. You don't want to get that bacterium because it's resistant to extreme hot, extreme cold situations. It can cause fatal infections if you have a weaker immune system. So all of a sudden you get this fever, headache, stiffness. You get it. And yes, it is a small amount of people that get it each year, and then it's even smaller, like 16% of the cases are fatal, but you don't want to roll the dice and be one of those 16%. So pay attention. I think it's good to pay attention when any of that recall stuff comes out, because it would be just that day where you saw something that looked good, picked it up, and then it's not good. They're recalling it. And now with the way we get information, sometimes that kind of gets, that doesn't get brushed over, but sometimes you just don't hear it. So you're not missing it on this watch anyway. That's the bottom line. And if you're a sushi eater, I'm not. I don't get it. I don't get the whole raw fish thing. Everybody always gives me a bunch of grief about it. I've tasted it, all that kind of stuff. But I don't get it. Give me a grouper for all my friends listening in Tampa. Give me a grouper. Give me a flounder. Give me, you know, that kind of fish, a bass, whatever. But no, I'm not into the whole raw fish thing. I get that it became a huge deal. I get that people love it. But then you hear these stories, and I think, why am I trying to force myself to have some of this? Basically, it's not basically, it is. Why am I trying to have this raw fish? I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to eat raw fish if I don't want it. I don't want it. Forget it. I want regular fish. I want a fish that I went out on a boat and I caught. And I can do it up, right? I can fillet it. Give me that fillet. I'll take it. By the way, were you participating in Cyber Monday? Do you know it was the biggest day, shopping day, in Amazon history? I know you're not shocked by that, right? I mean, Jeff Bezos made another gazillion dollars. So, they don't release exact numbers, but hundreds of millions of products is what they're saying that were out there. The Echo Dot was huge. Fire TV, Stick 4. You know, if you get the Echo Dot, make sure you go to the flash briefings and get my Her Story, because you can get that on Alexa. That was very, very popular, all of that. And Cyber Monday set records. A total of $9.2 billion in sales overall on Cyber Monday across the board. So I wonder, how much do you think of that haul, $9.2 billion, went to Amazon? I'm going to say a big percentage of it. I don't know if it was 50% or more, but it's going to be big because people can get whatever it is they want, and they can get it cheaper a lot of times, right? Yeah, of course. So they can get it cheaper. And it's delivered to their... up at Starbucks or not. It seems like every time I'm driving around, walking around, I run into at least 10 people who have these Starbucks-themed ice drinks in their hands. So it's very popular, and they add to their holiday menus. I happen to notice that somebody had what looked like... it looked like some kind of an Irish brew, and sure enough, I investigated it, and the new drink is Irish Cream Cold Brew. It's mixed with Irish cream syrup, topped with vanilla sweet cream, cold foam, cocoa powder, and it went on sale on Tuesday, limited time. You know how much one of those suckers costs? $4.75 for the grande version. I'll make my own. Stay with us, Matthew Knowles, next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Kamala Harris told supporters that she's ending her bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential campaign, an abrupt close to a candidacy that held historic potential.
And over the last few days, I have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. So here's the deal, guys. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources we need to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
A senior campaign aide said Harris made the decision after discussing the path forward with her family over the Thanksgiving holiday. Harris suffered from what allies and critics viewed as an inconsistent pitch to voters. Her slogan, "For the People," referenced her career as a prosecutor, a record that was viewed skeptically by the party's most progressive voters. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the show. Matthew Knowles, he has written a book called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. He, of course, is the father of Beyonce, who is a major superstar, obviously, that we all know. And who didn't love and dance to Destiny's Child? Who still doesn't do that? So it really is exciting to have him on the show and introduce you to this great book that he's releasing. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Here in New York today, looking out of the window at Central Park with snow, and it's cold outside, but a great day because this morning on Amazon, the book went number one. So excited about that.
Boy, no kidding. So Destiny's Child, take us back to the beginning of it. Did you know that you had magic in a bottle? How did this all unfold?
Well, that's what I tell the entire story going back to 1992. The girls, it started out Girls' Time. And by the way, the name has changed from Girls' Time to The Dolls to Something Fresh to Cliche to Destiny to Destiny's Child. A total of about 25 to 30 members, going back, starting in around 1992. I didn't get involved. I was just playing a dad's role until the ladies had gone to Star Search. So imagine that being American Idol today. And they lost on the Star Search, and Ed McMahon was then the host, and I said, well, Mr. McMahon, these kids are crying their hearts out. By that time, Beyonce had competed in about 30 competitions, had never lost, so she took it the hardest. And he said, I don't understand, Mr. Knowles. Everyone who wins on Star Search consistently never goes on to be successful professionally. It's the people that lose. And he started naming names like Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Aaliyah, Boyz II Men. He said, those are the ones that go back, they make the changes in their organization, they rededicate, refocus, and they go on from that loss to be successful. And that's how I got involved. That was a defining moment.
Yeah, when obviously you got that great advice from him as to what happened, and for people listening, that's an interesting revelation because you don't always realize that. You named some very big names, obviously, in the success that they went on to. So, Matthew, you jump into this, and like you mentioned, you were in the parenting role, and you were shuffling kids around, you were having the watchful eye. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to drive this thing. What was that like for you?
Well, for me, it started with going back to school. I went back to a community college. I took three courses, artist management, publishing, and live events. And then I went to every seminar that I could get to, and I asked every question I could while I was there, and began to start building those relationships, because that's key and critical in any business, not just music. And so there was a learning curve for me. I came from 20 years of corporate America, so I brought that as well as a positive asset that I had, and that's how I started. I had a partner, co-manager, who had invested in the group prior to me being involved, and so she came along. We made immediate changes in the organization. We had dancers they were trying to get a record deal, believe it or not, with. We had to let that go. We moved one of the dancers to be a member of the group, and then we had to go and audition for others.
We're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and again, his book is number one on Amazon, so we are so thrilled to have him, Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. You can pick it up there. You know, you talk about getting record deals, and you talk in your book about a fascinating part about working with Prince, because you had a relationship with him as a recording engineer, and when you talked to Prince about the girls and you sent him a couple of songs, what did he say?
Well, actually, you know, in the book, I interview several people, and one of the ones that I interview is Arnie Frager, who actually gave the ladies their first record deal, a production deal. He was an engineer at the Record Plant Studio in Sausalito, California, and it was actually him that had this relationship because Prince would record there. And so Prince was excited about signing the girls. That never did, go anywhere because Prince was so incredibly busy at that time. But yes, Prince was very interested in signing Destiny's Child, as we know them.
Yeah, we go back to that, and to not confuse everyone, as you said, you go back to Plant, and he was really instrumental in helping you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He actually deal with Star Search, and was very instrumental. He put up hundreds of dollars in the production deal. But I have to give it to Arnie. At some point, he realized that he could take it in and was honorable enough to say to people, don't, and allowed me and my director, Ann Tillman, to take back and then go on.
So in talking about that and talking about the record labels and moving forward with that in the record industry, what was the best thing and the most frustrating thing about the record industry?
Well, the most frustrating thing is having the attachment of dad to my name. In the music industry, parents are considered a foe rather than a friend, and a liability rather than an asset. They consider parents very emotional, and don't make good decisions because they are emotional. I had to get that stigma away from me, and that was one of the biggest challenges. And I eventually did get that stigma off of me, was viewed at Columbia Records as a tremendous asset to the organization.
Yeah, you talk in the book about getting annoyed and sometimes insulted because people were trying to compare you rather to Joe Jackson, right?
Yeah, I really dislike that comparison. I've never met Mr. Jackson. He's now deceased. I do know I had an assignment of one of my classes. I'm a college professor, also to do research on the Jackson family. There's no real comparison between Joe and I, other than we're father of some incredible kids. Joe's approach to the business was totally different than mine. He enjoyed being in a studio. I totally disliked being in a studio. He was an artist wanting to get a record deal himself. I never wanted to do that. He was more blue collar. I was more white collar. And so we were just totally, totally different in many, many ways. The one thing I did find fascinating was that Mrs. Jackson actually did the wardrobe, and I never knew that until the research. And my former wife, Tina, did the wardrobe for Destiny's Child. So there was a comparison there with the mothers.
Yeah, wow, how about that? And we're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and the book is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. And you had to kind of split yourself, and you mentioned Tina, because you had to be on the road, and your family was split. Tina was in Houston, she was running the business, all of that. What was that like, the tour demands, especially the first time you went on the road? What was it like when you first went on the road?
Well, you know, I had a job in corporate America where I was on the road all the time, so that wasn't unusual. And it was certainly helpful because I covered three or four states when I sold diagnostic imaging equipment. What became very difficult is when we all were in different places, and then when we were away for a long length of time. I remember 9/11. On 9/11, I was in New York. Solange, my youngest daughter, was on a TMZ, not TMZ, but on a TRL on MTV tour in Seattle. Destiny's Child was in Los Angeles for the Latin Grammy Awards, and Tina was in Houston. And, you know, we were all in different places on 9/11, and we all realized how dreadful that day and the days after were. It took a week and a half. It took Solange a week and a half to get home. So it was a lot of challenges in that being away.
Wow, I bet there was, and that was a horrible time for so many people. And, you know, you talk about the regime of doing it. You were used to being on the road, that kind of stuff. And getting the girls known, though, getting the word out, getting the publicity out there. And then in the very, very beginning, of course, being on a limited budget, what was that like for you?
Well, it was just that. We had to really have our boots to the ground, and we started that way, passing out flyers, you know, the old school way of doing it, getting the name out in the city of Houston, and building the name in Houston, and then branching out to Texas and branching out from there to the Southwest. And I tell that today to folks that want to get in the industry, first make your name known in your city before you think a major record labels want to sign you to a worldwide contract. And we did it that way, and it worked for us.
All right, we're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and again, the book is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. Matthew, can you hang with us and do another segment with us?
Absolutely, would love to.
All right, hang on a second, we'll be back with Matthew Knowles.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We continue with Matthew Knowles, and of course he's the father of Beyonce and Solange, and behind Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. He is the author of that book, and there's so many great stories in this book. I couldn't possibly do justice to it. But I love when you talk about traveling. I love when you talk about the tour dates. When the girls first knew they made it, and you knew they made it, it was like winning the Super Bowl, I bet. What was that feeling like? Take us back to that.
Well, you know, the first award that they received was with Soul Train, and they were so, so excited. And so the box arrived in Houston at my office. The girls opened the box, and the Soul Train Award says Erykah Badu on it. And they were so disappointed. You can imagine getting the first major award, and it has another artist's name on it. I'll never forget that moment. But there were many, many more after that with all the hard work that they did.
Tell us about writing the songs and who wrote the majority of the songs and what it was like getting the songs out there and getting them known and heard.
Well, initially, the girls were not involved on the first album, very, very little in any of the decision-making, and that's pretty standard. A lot of artists want to start out being songwriters, and I say it's like anything else in life. You have to learn a craft and grow into that role. And then the second album and thereafter, the girls got more involved. Beyonce was always and still is the creative force. She's the songwriter. She's the one that put puts the harmonies that we all know of Destiny's Child together. So she always took that lead role. And we're very, very grateful because she's extremely talented in all of those areas.
Yeah. When the girls started to meet superstars and you knew you had something, and there wasn't girl group. By the way, there wasn't girl groups out there. I mean, this is one of the biggest girl groups of all time, right? Destiny's Child.
Yeah, it's always been a male-dominated industry and on both sides of the microphone. I think we saw more of that in a couple of Grammy Awards ago when it was a real complaint about the number of women that were participating in the business side as well as the number of Grammys being won by women. So it was very difficult for women and very difficult for Destiny's Child to end that stigma. But they did. They did, and they did it in a big way because success always bring about changes. And that's the wonderful thing about life.
Boy, it's so well said. That is a hashtag, Matthew. Definitely. I scribbled that one down as soon as you said it. When we look back at Destiny's Child and your role in it, and of course there's always gossip and rumors and everything else, in the book you clear up a lot of that, and that had to make you feel good. What got under your skin that you would hear all the time?
Well, the one thing that would really get under my skin, and really she paid a huge price for it emotionally. Beyonce took a lot of flack in the media, both social media and newspapers and TV all over, that she was the reason when we had a breakup of the group in the early 2000s. I think it was actually 2000. And in fact, it was just the opposite. She realized that it couldn't work having two different managers and having two girls managed by one person and two by the other. But the ultimate decision of that, the girls were 16 years old, maybe 17. They're still kids. And when you're talking a $2 billion group, this group has generated $2 billion on Sony, the ultimate decision for that breakup was Columbia Records, the president of Columbia Records, and myself. And I wanted to clear that up. I wanted that to be known to all the fans out there that Beyonce had nothing to do with the breakup of this group. And I wanted to get that out there. And that makes me feel extremely, extremely good to know that finally that's very clear. And there's several other things on how the strategy of even how Beyonce got into having solo records and Kelly and Michelle. That was the strategy that I had and shared with the ladies, and they bought into it, and so did the record label, that we wanted each one of them to have solo careers, and then we would do a Destiny's Child album, then another solo song, to build the overall fan base was one of the reasons, and also to prepare each of them to have more confidence on their own, and it absolutely worked.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things you talk about in the book is you talk about going with them for the Jimmy Kimmel live taping. They performed together for the last time as Destiny's Child, and you said you did a special gathering for fans. What was that moment like?
Well, you know, interesting enough, I pulled that song up. I hadn't played it in a long time, Stand Up for Love. And it kind of reminds me scary, eerily, as I'm speaking, how there's a song that we have as a single on the Girls' Time album that sounds remarkably, gives you that same kind of vibe called Sunshine. But, you know, it was just a moment in time that I'll never forget. The ladies will never forget that performance. Hopefully it's not the last performance. I say this in the book, unlike most bands, Destiny's Child didn't break up. Breaking up connotates that there was a challenge, an issue, something negative happened, and everyone decided to go their own merry way. That was different with the girls. They retired. They're best of friends. They talk to each other, see each other almost every day, all live in L.A., and hopefully one day they'll have a reunion. But The band never broke up. I still, to this day, still manage them. Folks that's not in the industry don't realize that there's licensing. There's some things that's going to happen at the Super Bowl. I'm constantly working on Destiny's Child.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's songs, too, that people haven't heard, right? There's unreleased songs.
Those unreleased songs came out yesterday. You know, the Girls Time is actually Destiny's Child Untold Story presenting Girls Time. Girls Time Untold Story presenting Girls Time. That's the music portion of this. So there's a book and the music.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from reading your book about Destiny's Child, The Untold Story?
Well, I hope the ultimate takeaway is that they learned so much in the history of this group, going again back to 1992, things that they never, ever knew. I hope that they, to the reader that don't know a lot about the music industry, it also helped them to understand that when you look at the uber successful people, there were so many times that there was failure and there was mistakes. And those of us that look at failure and mistakes as an opportunity to grow and not a reason to quit, go on to become even more successful. And Destiny's Child is a living legend of just that philosophy, that they never quit, had a number of failures along the way. You know, at one point we thought Beyonce would never sing again, and I share that story in the book. So there's just a lot of things that a fan and those of you that just love to read about interesting people, that they would get out of this book.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, what was the best part about managing this group and seeing your daughters flourish and others?
Well, as always, for me, fulfilling to, there's a certain smile that I know. There's a certain look that Beyonce has on the stage when she's in this zone of pure bliss. Most people wouldn't know it, but I know it. I always smile. I'm always proud of now Solange. This used to be Beyonce's little sister. She's no longer as a Grammy Award winner, as someone who's debuted with number one album. She's no longer a little sister. The success that Kelly had internationally and still having, especially in Australia. When I look at Michelle having four number one gospel albums, that brings me a sense of pride and joy of the continued success that each and every one of these ladies have. Very proud of that.
Wow, perfect place to end this. You want to definitely just scratch the surface, read this book, Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. Matthew Knowles, congratulations on the book, and number one on Amazon, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and step further, if anyone liked the book, sign and autograph, they can simply go to MatthewKnowles.com, and I will mail it back to them with a signed autograph and a note.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.